Hi all, it's me. It's Wednesday. I don't know if I'm going to do my show today. I am really super into the Outlander books. I know I kind of complained about book 8 a little bit. Or 7, rather. Not that it was a bad book, it just... There were all these new characters that I had never met before. And I'm like, wait, who's this? How are they related? And there was some extraneous detail about some things. And I'm like, yeah. But then I got to, like, once I passed the, 18-hour mark, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. So I do like book 7. I don't know, the second half was just better than the first. So now I'm reading Written in My Own Heart's Blood, which is book 8. The last book. Unless I get the Lord John books, which I might. I don't know. Or maybe I'll reserve them from the library. Read them. See if I like them. And if I want to spend credits on them. Because I don't really like Lord John as a character. It's so funny, though, because, you know, I heard from a lot of people, oh, I cried at the end of book 7. While I thought book 7 had a really nice ending, I just was like, oh, that's sweet. And I didn't cry because I thought Jamie was going to die at the end of book 7. Like, people were saying, oh, book 7 is just so sad. And I'm like, I thought it was kind of happy. I mean, yeah, but... Anyway, I am really liking the series. And I'm going to read the series over again, of course, because it's one of those series where every time you read it, you pick up on a detail that you missed, and so... I don't know how often I'll reread it, maybe like once a year or something? Because I've been reading this series for... I don't even know. Like, I feel like 3 years now. I don't know why it took me so long to read it in the first place, but hey, it's getting read, and I have copies of the main series to reread whenever I want. So that's the important thing. It's so funny, I marked my podcast as music and I talk about books. Imagine that. I haven't gotten... lectured. Nobody said, hey, Gina, you know you're posting in the wrong category, don't you? But I don't know. I mean, I could change it to society and culture, I suppose, but music is one of my favorite things just as well as books, so I don't know. So what music can I talk about? I don't know. Oh, I did a death metal show last week. It was fun. It was... the grindcore, the pig squealy shock value. I mean, I guess some people think death metal as a whole is shock value, but it was fun. So there's something musical to talk about, and Wes did his show this past Sunday, and it was so funny because Bob had requested Chug-a-Lug by Roger Miller, and then he requested Blade Catcher by Mastodon, and I cannot stand the song Blade Catcher by Mastodon. I love Mastodon. They're a really good band, and I like them a lot. I just cannot stand that song. And Wes was like, yep, Bob has a second request, but he doesn't want me to mention it until after I play it. And I heard those first licks of Blade Catcher, and I'm like, damn it, Bob! So it was funny. Because Bob's on his trip, and He thought of me while requesting, so. Yeah. I'm not really sure what else to talk about, so I think I'm going to end my post. I wish when it finished with your first message, when Anchor finished, like, okay, you know, your 5-minute time is up, so... Now you can record a new file, and I'm being beeped at, so I'm going to end. Bye! Hi, Also, I'm making some coffee, and I'm kind of disheartened. Not that I'm making coffee, but I was on Audio Boom just a while ago, and I listened to a post a friend made, and the long and the short of the post is that Audio Boom, after October 1st, is going to charge $9.99 for all users. The thing about this is that you're only going to be able to upload 5 quote-unquote podcasts a month. This person's friend, well, acquaintance, got an email from Audio Boom stating this, and if you don't post to Audio Boom for, it's either a month or 3 months or something, you'll have to like redo your RSS feed or something. And so pretty much you're paying $9.99, or £9.99 if you're in England, to record 5 times a month. And that irritates me, because I like to record way too much to have limitations like that. Maybe they're trying to go more professional, you know, maybe they're trying to get rid of all of us quote-unquote little people. Not that I'm saying that our posts are not professional, but I like Audio Boom. And Audio Boom is a way for me to keep up with some of my friends that don't have Twitter or Facebook. And the free recording time is 10 minutes. So I need to figure out with Anchor if there's a way that I can, you know, because when I reach my 5-minute limit here, I have to publish. And I don't know how to do the clip thing, because I can't sign into the Anchor website, even though I know what my username and password is, I think. I'm gonna have to email Anchor and be like, hey, I don't remember my username and password, even though I made my account like 2 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago, I don't know. I think it was 3 weeks ago, but I need to figure all this out, because I'm not gonna not make audio. I like audio too much. So yay that Anchor is free. That's pretty much where I'm going with that. I'm just irritated, and since I'm gonna have to change recording platforms. I can't say I'm not trying to talk crap about audio, but what kind of am, but why? Who cares about corporate? People don't listen to the huge ass names on Audio Boom, like freaking Russell Brand. Who listens to that? Sorry if anybody likes Russell Brand. I'm not trying to offend. I'm just like, really? Oh yeah, and with the new paid Audio Boom, you can only get 10,000 listens per month. I mean, not that I particularly know anybody that would get 10,000 listens per month. But I mean, hey, like, what if one of my posts on Audio Boom, like, hits really big and 10,000 people listen to it? I doubt it would ever happen. I'm just trying to, like, and now I can't find a spoon. Really? So listen to my water go down the drain. Like Audio Boom is going down the drain. So I find that you all heard my water going down the drain very appropriate, because that is what is happening to Audio Boom, and I'm not happy about it. See, I can make things funny. Gosh, how long have I talked? I need a freaking spoon. I can't. We'll use this. Too big of a spoon, but anyway, I think I'm gonna go and enjoy my coffee, because coffee deserves to be enjoyed. An Audio Boom deserves to be enjoyed too, but unfortunately it's not going to be, because corporate sucks. So I'm gonna go, because I'm getting beeped at. So I hope everyone is doing well, and feel free to comment. Bye!